To check your email on your iPhone or iPad, you could just use Safari and sign in to your email provider's webpage, which can be hard if they don't have a mobile site. And if they do, it might be hard and confusing to figure out. If you have more than one email, you may have multiple tabs, which will be a huge confusing hassle. Minimize the hassle by using the iOS app Mail for all of your email traffic. Mail can be found somewhere on your home screen. This is where you can find all your email accounts once you set them up. Now, if you're just starting out, you may not have any accounts set up already, other than maybe iCloud. Step 1. To add an account to Mail, go to Settings, Accounts and Passwords, and Add an Account. If you're running iOS 10 or later, go to Settings, Mail, Accounts, Add Account. Step 2. In the menu that appears, you can choose from the following options by clicking the menu option. Then use the easy sign-in and your account is ready. If your account is not listed, you may have to do a little more work by clicking Other. Step 3. Only do a step 3 if your account provider is not listed in the step below. Click the Add Mail Account and sign in to your email. Now you will need to track down your incoming mail server, or IMAP, and your outgoing mail server, or SMTP. The best way to do so is to Google it. For example, if you have a Yahoo account, Google Yahoo IMAP server. Then do the same thing for your outgoing mail server. Then click Sign In. If you run into any issues, make sure you typed in everything correctly, like your email, password, incoming and outgoing mail servers, and any other fields that may be required. If the issue persists, contact your email provider for a solution. If you have enjoyed this video, hit the thumbs up and subscribe. If you didn't, click the thumbs down to let me know. If you still have any questions, comments, or concerns, talk to me in the comments below. Also follow Apple Guide on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Apple Guide Web to stay up to date with all things happening at Apple Guide. You can find more on our website at appleguideweb.com.